A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 2nd, 2019. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Welcome. If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the continued rise of basic commodities and what measures people are putting in place to survive day to day.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Always seen a Lobo Mama. Don't forget that we are now live streaming on Facebook pages. On our Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by linking us. Please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and like us as if you haven't done so already, so you can join in the conversation.
Like we said, today we are going to be taking a look at the continued rise of basic commodities and what measures people are taking to survive day to day.
Yesterday, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day. Some economists say the salaries being earned by some employees are not enough for them to make a living on. Let's listen to the Director of Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze, who spoke at the Zimbabwe Trade Union's commemoration of Workers' Day held in Harare yesterday.
Education is not enough for all these other things that the worker has got to do. So if you look at the full poverty datum line at $873, so you can see basically $873 is what a worker requires every month to subsist. But at the moment, the minimum wage is $300. How do you subsist under such conditions? So it's a miracle. One of the greatest miracles of our times is how workers are actually even subsisting in an environment where their salary is way below what is required to subsist. So in essence, that's why you see now workers, going back to what we saw, those survival strategies we saw during the hyperinflation era, where workers would walk to work, workers would do a 1001. You can't eat, you just eat in the evening. You can't afford to be eating, you know, three meals a day. So essentially, that has created, you know, the precarious conditions under which workers are working.
The president showed some concern regarding workers, and as well as the price hikes. Do you see any sincerity in that?
Well, we need to go beyond concern. We want to see action. We want to see government doing something, because government has got, you know, the regulatory power, you know, to come in and provide a framework that can actually allow the workers to basically gain the eroded incomes. Because at the moment, if they simply say that they are concerned.
That there was the Director of Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze.
Let's also take a listen to what the government has to say. Dr. Sekesai Nzenza was speaking at a government briefing, speaking about food prices and also some of the programs that they had in.
We're preparing to meet the chiefs tomorrow. So we are going to be meeting a number of the people who are affected by the cyclone, and especially some of the most vulnerable who lost their parents during the cyclone. Are we going to see any more price hikes? Yesterday in the cabinet, the president specifically said, let's ease up on the prices. So the Minister of Industry and Commerce will be delivering a statement on whether there will be price hikes. But certainly from yesterday's conversations, it's unlikely that there will be any price hikes. But as you can understand, business often does what it likes, and it's very difficult to control. But as the minister, I do acknowledge that the price hikes are hitting.
That the PJ was Dr. Sekesai Nzenza speaking in Harare. I see in Rukunzwa Kuti we have a guest who's with us on the line right now, and she'll be with us for a short while, PJ. We're going to speak to Mrs. Mpariwa, Paulina Mpariwa of the MDC. Let's go to her. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you. I'm glad that I'm live on air.
Yes, you are. You've been hearing there a lot of people giving their take on the situation of the price hikes. You are there in Harare in Zimbabwe. What's the situation right now on the ground?
The situation here is terrible. And to imagine that from January to today, people and workers are alive, it's a miracle. I want to thank God's strength in terms of keeping us alive, including the families, including even those that are supposed to be going to work, including children who are also on holiday at the moment. It's terrible because we are at a Catch-24 situation where you now are facing the critical situation. Children are going back to school next week. Mm-hmm. And really, the incomes of the workers, the basic commodities, even a packet of biscuits, even a bottle of mazoe, anything else, things have actually trebled the prices. You come even to imagine that fuel has gone up, mm-hmm. the bread is inaccessible. It's not on the shelf because nobody can actually afford to buy bread daily. A family of five or six, you can't actually fit to eat a loaf of bread a day. So it's just like it's a decoration on the shelf in the shop. Nobody can afford to buy the bread. The money, the RTGs, actually, it has actually eroded the incomes of the workers. And to say workers go to work and come back daily, it is a miracle because it's a dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
Meat is actually history in most of the households. People eat vegetables. People were surviving on Kapenda, but the prices have also gone up.
Uh-huh.
Even salt, the least cost price commodity in the country used to be salt, but also the price has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking of even matches, the smallest, the price has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a miracle that workers are surviving, people are surviving, because the millimeter has gone up. So every basic commodity has actually gone up, and we face the eroded income every day where workers can no longer afford anything else, including school fees, including even the bus fare to go to work. Hence they say the pay that I get cannot take me back to my home in the next morning. It is terrible. And the government should not actually hide behind saying business has got to do this, business has got to do this. Government has got the power to control the prices. Government has got the power to make the necessary measures so that workers and the generality of the populace can actually access the basic commodities. We are talking, we have people with disabilities. We have got women and children. We have got single-headed households. We have got orphans. We have got street children. Government should actually be sincere in dealing with such an emergency that can actually cost life in the next few months.
If you can please stay on the line, I think we have another guest coming in. But before we take our other guest, I think, PJ, maybe let's just say hi to her so we can go into our languages and then carry on.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, Nkosikazi Deborah Mkaza. Yeah. So kuyisikhathi singaxoxanga lawo.
Ngakhulu.
Yeah, bahamba khonapha ecingweni. Si bingelele abalaleli. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, uhlelo wasihluzeni bomama. Lapho esixoxa khona ngendaba eziphathelane labo mama langempilo yabo. Ekusebenzeni, ekuphileni, kwezempila kahle, kwezenotho, ikakhulu kathesi kulodubo lokuba umnotho wethu weZimbabwe awumanga kuhle. Kulokuqonga kwentengo yempahla lokudla lokunye okunenginengi okubangelwe yokuqonga kwentengo evelele ekuqongeni kwentengo yamafutha ezimoda. Konke into yonke yahle yaqonga. Ikakhulu kathesi sikhangele ukubana kulezi nsuku isinkwa kavele kasisabambeki. Abanye besithi vele suyisimanga ukuthi abantu babe ngabaphilayo kuze kube manje eZimbabwe, ngoba vele leholo langkhona alihambelani lentengo ekhona ezitolo. Ikho ke Nkosikazi Deborah Mkaza, ungasichazisela lawe emangweni lapho ophila khona ukuthi vele kathi liphila njani, njengoba sibazwile abanye ababazileyo ukuthi vele yisimanga ukuthi liyaphila.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Ngithanda ukubingelela abalaleli, ngiphinde ngibingelele lana elisingenisa ehlelweni ukuthi sixoxe, sikhulume imbono yethu. Ngokubona kwami kunzima, kunzima kuleli lizwe. Sesiphila ngomoya, sezengikhumbula leBhayibhelini okuthiwa umuntu kangeke ephile ngesinkwa sodwa. So kuze kufezeka kathesi ukuthi liqiniso, kodwa kungasiqiniso kuyikuyekelela nje, kuyikuyekethisa i-government yethu ekwenzayo. Ngiyakhumbula sakhula kwakule Consumer Council eyayikhangela konke ama-prizes wona lawo ukuthi kukhwelile, kukhwela njani, kuzasuka kuye ngaphi, kulama-profits or kulama-loss. Kodwa okwakhathesi sesingizimvu zelusiwe nje, umhlambe ozelisewodwa kungela okhangeleyo. Ngiyakhala bakithi, ngawo uhulumende yake buyele back eke bona ukuthi saqalisa njani, elandele inyathelelo lesasize lesiliyenza lama-consumer council elokuthi lali-controle ama-prizes. Khathesi kakusala ama-control. Nxa ngikhangela izini lakithi thina lapha esizisebenzayo, sokusiba nzima lokuthi sifake ama-prizes wezinto zethu esizithengisayo. Sokusiba nzima lokuthi sibambe izini layo imali yona leyo ukuthi siyibone ukuthi sisuka ngaphi siya ngaphi layo. And kuba nzima kakhulu. Ngawo uhulumende sibili uyakehlale phansi eke kubonisise kakhulu. Nguye olelungelo, nguye olamandla okuthi ngakonke bona laba abakubhizinis ebakhontroli, ngoba lokhu abakwenzayo hhayi asokungaphezu kwamandla ethu.
Kodwa phela i-price control yiye yabangela udlakela olwaba khona ngalwana mnyaka kubo-2008. Yikho ke engxenye uhulumende uthi yena ukuthi afake ama-price control akusahambelani lo mumo okhona kathesi elizweni.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi vele uqalise ngomkhonomi wethu. Vele kasinayo, asina mali yethu eyiye yethu. Yikho lapho kuqalisa khona. Okokuthi laba abanye amazwe abale mali zabo bazenzela intando yabo, lathi ngapha nxa siyibamba sesingathi sayethuka njengazizide zi-US dollar lele likhona. Ungakhangela ku-parallel market, i-black market ekhona, imali yangkhona ivuka ishutile every day, iyakhwela nokuthi ikhwelisa iya ngaphi. At the end of the day kuyagcina lakho abantu ngapha labo sebeyibo abakhwezi ilokhuzweni ama-prizes abo, ngoba belandela. Ngike ngabhodabhoda lapho edrobheni ngikhanyela nje i-furniture, iwufinde ukuthi i-furniture sebeyithengisa ngendlela yokuthi namuhla imali ku-black market iyimalini. Kusasa ingavuka iyehlile layo i-furniture yangkhona iyayehla, kusasa ivuka ikhwelile lakho kuyakhwela. Kuyafanana nezitolo, asisakwazi ukuthi isitolo sesize chuchula sithatha isikhathe side ukuthi ungene ko okay ungene ko zaphalala ungene ko TM ubona ukuthi prices ahamba njani aloko usibili hayi ilizwe lethu selinikubi sure.
Mhm. Yabamba khona apha ecingweni nkosikazi sike esikhulu siqhubeke ngo nkosikazi Mpariwa. Kunjani nkosikazi Mpariwa?
Yaphila.
Eh ndimi muri kurarama mu miracle.
Ya tiri kurarama muzvishamiso. Ndoda kutenda mari.
Nemi nana chaiyo.
Iya nemi hanu mari vari kubata mweya wevanhu vavo nekuti vanotida. Zvino hazvichabatiki mudzimba hamuchina kana mapete akatiza nekuti hakuna bete rinogarira nzara. Chokwadi chaicho ndechekuti ndinoda kutenda madzimai vari mudzimba vanoita kuti vawanikwe mirivo nehupfu hwokushanda maoko avo nekuti zvavai kushanda iko zvino informal sector kuri kurarama vana mai vachitengesawo netimari ukwanisa kutenga kahupfu taona kashuga taona kacooking oil taona. Saka vana mai iye zvino vakabata mahouseholds ndo chokwadi. Asi ini ndiri kuti tine vanhu vanorarama nehurema, tine vana vanogara mumikwakwa, tine vana vanochengeta vamwe vana vari mudzimba nekuti munoziva kuti vana vakafa vakafirwa kune nherera. Saka vana vanochengeta vamwe vana, raramiro yacho yakatooma. Mari yomunhu anoenda kubasa haichina chainokwanisa kutenga. Mafuta edzimotokari akakwira nemapuraizi echingwa nemapuraizi ana cooking oil zvese zvakabva zvangokwira. Tiri kuti isusu kana sadza nehupfu watowemuenzi munhu anouchirirwa kana baba vauya nehupfu kumba kana mai vakauya nehupfu vanhu vanohombera ite surprise. Ichiri kuda kuti hurumende ngaive pachokwadi kuti nyaya yekubatanidza kuti mari yevashandi nemari yemuzimbabwe ive inotenga inyaya inofanirwa kunge hurumende ichitoisa mutemo kuti zvinhu zvifambe nekuti hatina mari yedu chaiyo inonyatsa kutenga. Saka mari yeRTGS iri kutora mari yevanhu pavanoenda pakadhi kunotenga patiri paya nema 2% yachitora kurova kuti kana munhu anga ane $300 iye zvinhu zvaane $150 hapatina mari iripo. Saka udzamu hwenhamo yamuzimbabwe unotoda kuti hurumende ikatombochitizira mabhizinesi, hurumende ikatombochitizira vashandi asi kutotora action kuti igadzirise hufumi husinde mari yezimbabwe ivepo inotenga, zimbabwe ive iine zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuuvawanisa mhuri kuti dzikwanise kurarama. Chakatarisana nezvikoro zvaakuvhurwa izvozvo vabereki vari kutambudzika kuti vana vanodzokera sei kuzvikoro nekuti kana bhodhoro remazoe kana school fees yacho hapana pekutangira. Zvakaoma ndochokwadi.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu munyika. Tanga tiri kunzwapo kubva kuna amai Porina Mpariwa vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti chokwadi vari kuti ivo madzimai vari kurwisa nekuti munyika pari zvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vari kuchema chema vachiti ichokwadi kuti zvinhu iye zvinezvi vana vakatarisana nekuti zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa munguva inotevera asi mari yacho haisi kubatika. Saka tichadzokera kwamurizve amai Mpariwa kuti mumbotitsanangura kuti imi maimboshanda segurukota here yatingati social welfare kovamwe vasina mabasa vakaremara nevamwe vakadaro vari kuzvigona sei?
Ndatombozvitaura pandataura ndima yechirungu ndichitaura kuti persons with disabilities zvakatooma nekuda kwekuti hurumende ndopayangadai iko zvine yakasunga chirongwa chinoita kuti vabate yatinoti social protection program yekupa zvekudya, yekupa mari dzeschool fees, yekupa chemberi neharawa nevakaremara kuti vakwanise kurarama yatinoti environment pachirungu. Nekuti kana zvakaomera vari mugomo kuvari pasi vachazvinini. Saka ini ndaimbova gurukota patakaita mubatanidzwa wehurumende muna 2009 varipo vanogona kundipupurira nokuti zvirongwa zvatinoti bhimu zvinoendesa vana kuchikoro zvaingoti imba ine mwana anonzi anoendeswa kuchikoro nebhimu yegavhumendi kutoreva kuti hakuna unokwanisa kuzobatsira mwana iyeye kuwana chekupfeka nevari mumba imomo saka imba iyoyo yaibva yangova imba inowana chekurapisa kuchipatara pachena nezvekudya pachena nezvekufuka pachena asi pari zvino tikutiona kuti ukama huripo hwehurumende nevaichibatsira vatinoti madevelopment partners hwakabvaruka bvaruka saka tikuti hurumende ngaibude pachena takabhuroka veduwe tibatsirewo tobatsirwa kuti vanhu vakadaro vakwanise kurarama zvakanaka zvine udzamo hunoratidza kutsigisa hunhu watinoti ubuntu pachivanhu saka ini ndiri kuti chero vanhu vakaremara vane kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuchengetwa nehurumende kana tichiti hakuna mwana anonzi street kid nokuti street hainombobara mwana mwana asina birth certificate mwana asina pekugara mwana asina kudya mwana wehurumende hurumende inofanirwa kunge ine package yainokwanisa kupa zvese izvozvo asi zvirongwa izvozvo zvakabeduka beduka saka panova nekudhamadhama kusada kubuda pachena kuti apa pari kukanganisika nekuda kwekuti hurumende haisoda kubvuma kuti haisi kukwanisa ndakanzwa zvangu gurukota rezvevashandi vachitaura kuti tiri kuti timbotipaiwo nguva asi chokwadi kubvira January kusvika May vanhu vanga vakazoona zvichifamba nyika iri paautopilot vaiti zvinozosvika kupi
ya imbobata henyu makadaro tine muteereri ari panhare hallo kola hallo ehe tiri kukunzwai tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi
itaura navamuteni koti Cape Town
taurai tinzwi
munova dambudziko riri munyika kairi inyaya duku duku chaivo kuti hurumende yedu yezimbabwe inofanira kuziva chikonzero zvakaita kuti musoro utemu handizi dambudziko riri munyika varimi vedu vatakapinza mafarms haasikana vari mafarms aita production yewiti vairima witi chaio chaivo
tinoona kuti apo vabva vakatwa yanzi airtime ndo rimwe dambudziko pj iri kutarisana nevanhu vari munyika pakatanga mwedzi uno nezuro kambani yeiconet yakabva yataura iyo kuti mabhanduru ava kudhura kunyange ava vari kusouth africa zvavo asi ndo rimwe dambudziko riri kuchema chema vazhinji nekuti kumusha kuti utenge chiro unotenga pafoni neiko keshi iwo unoziya maamuriko kumusha nguva yapfuura paiitwa zvesarudzo nenyaya yeRTGS nezvimwewo zvinoitwa pamafoni saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu vachiti izvozvo zvese zviri kuramba zvichikwira ameno maimparewa nekuti muri kuda kuenda nyaya iyoyi iri kufamba sei nyaya yema2% nenyaya yekukwira kwenyaya yemabhanduru nezvimwewo izvi
2% neRTGS kusanganisira zvemese kungokwira kwezvinhu zvakangoma nekuda kwekuti pari zvinezvi pazonyanya kukwira zvinhu parliament iko zvino tanga tipati tinoti reset kana kuti pazororo tiri kudzokera svondo rinouya asi kamukatarisa masvondo maviri azvatanga kuchiitikaya ari kutotyisa kunge zvakatotanga kubvira muna December asi zvakatanga zviri zvishoma nezvishoma asi zvese manjiriko zvino zvazongobatana kuti zvinhu hapasisina zvicha hapana chakamira zvakanaka saka isi tiri kuti patiri kudzokera kupalamendi totomboita zvinyawo kuita mamosheni kubvunza mubvunzo tinotoda kuti maministers vauye kupalamendi tivabvunze kuti urongwa hwavanawo hwokuti vashandi vawane upenyu hunoita kuti vanzi vashandi vemuzimbabwe vachidada kuenda kubasa nevashandirwiwo vachidada kuti tine vashandi nokuti vanenge vachivapa mari dzakakwana nemari yatinenge tinayo yemubvi homwe tichiziva kuti imari inotenga imari yatinodada nayo saka izvi zvinhu zvatiri kuti tichidzokera kupalamendi totoita zvinyawo chaizvo kuti tibvunzane nekunyora mamosheni nekutaurirana kuti tizive kuti zvinofamba sei asi ndofunga chekupedzera chandingada ndichei hurumende ngaizadzise chirevo chetripartite negotiating forum kutaura nevemabhizinisi nekutaurirana kwevashandi naiwo hurumende mapazi akamirira zvinoitika kuindastry zvinoita kuvashandi zvinoitika kumadzimai zvinoitika kune vechidiki nokuti nhamo kana yauya
haina rudza iketi namwe inobata chero ani zvake iye zvine zvichatinongotarisira ndechekuti hurumende ngaive sensi pakutaura nyaya yetripartite negotiating forum yatinoti social dialogue pasina kutaurirana panowanikwa pane dambudziko tozoti chechipiri chino yatinoti kadoma declaration hurumende haina kutora chirongwa ichocho kuti ienderere mberi nacho nokuti ndomune zvirongwa zvinotaura kuti vashandirwi vanofanirwa kuita sei vashandi vanofanirwa kuita sei hurumende inofanirwa kuita sei nokuti it takes two to tango asi hurumende haina kutora zvirongwa zvechezvo ndosaka muri kunzwa zvakare zvekunzi hurumende yadzokera bheki kuailo paprogiramu yekutyora kodzero dzevashandi yekutyora human rights nekuti zvirongwa zviripo kana zvisina kuzogadziriswa tinoti implementation tinongowanikwa takangomira semanyama amire nerongwa.
Maybe if you can say the same thing in English, PJ, I don't know if you have a question for her in English, so we let her go at around, I think, in 5 minutes' time, if you'd like to ask her something in English to just reiterate some of the issues.
How this 2% is affecting the workers, the people in general, as well as the data rates that have also been hiked since yesterday.
I think the all hell has broken loose in Zimbabwe. The 2% is something that has actually been raised in Parliament, and the Minister of Finance could not actually react to it correctly because when you see an issue that has been actually presented to, has been responded to, but is still worrying, and the 2% is actually wiped off most of the money that were in the bank, because as you buy on the POS, that is the point of sale services, the 2% wipes off everything that you intend to actually reserve for tomorrow. So there's nothing really to talk about, because the 2% is actually just robbing the workers and the ordinary citizens of Zimbabwe of their hard-earned cash. And the data bundles, oh my God, because that is what we use for communication. The government is actually committing a crime in terms of access to information by the public, where you then you let the networks actually garnish people so that they remain without any communication to reach out to the international world or to connect to there, because we actually rely on colleagues, we actually rely on information. We also make our payments through the network. But when the data is actually increased, you find that nobody can then afford, both from $1 to $3 to $15. Who has that money?
Pane pamwe pamataura nyaya yetsaona. Imbotitsanangurira kuti tsaona iyi chii chaizvo?
Tsaona zvinoreva kuti hauna upu mumba, woenda wonotenga kagaba kana kuti kapu yekuti mungovika ipapo, kakoking weri mukavharo kekushandisa ipapo, kanova kana kagaba kematemba kekungoshandisa ipapo, hapana chirimo chake chekuchengetedza chamangwana. Saka taona kureva kuti tatozowana by accident kuti tikwanise kudya, ndotaona ndozvainoreva izvozvo. Saka hakuna rikukwanisa kuchengetedza kana kuti yatinoti kustoka food, because there is nothing really to stock, because there is no purchasing power by the public to actually purchase any food to keep in the houses, but save to live for a day.
Aiwa, tinokutendai, hamenoti mamira sei panguva apo. Sevanhu tanga tapromisa kuti tichazoti mubve kana nguva yakwana. Yakwana here nguva yenyu kana kuti muchiri netunguva mbichana?
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Aiwa, tinokutendai, muve nezuva rakanaka, PJ.
Sesekhona nkosikazi mkazi?
Ngikhona yena.
Uzizwile indaba ezikhulunywayo lapha ezisegudwini? Linake njengabazisebenzayo, isiqongile intengo yokuthenga idatha, isiqongile intengo yamabhandi lona lawo. Ngapha ngakwelinye icele kule 2% leyi okubile ekhulwini okumele likubhatale nxa lisenza nxa lithenga izinto nge-point of sale, at a point of sale. Kuhamba njani manje kathi nxa sokunje?
Bengalele sibele umama umpari wekhuluma, yingozi sibile sikhona lakithi, even thina ma-vendors Wonke khona lokhu kuyasi affecta because singabantu siphila eZimbabwe, siza eZimbabwe sibhadala i-tax okufana nayo, but thina njengama-vendors informal sector sesikhanya sesibulawa kabili njengomkhumbu, ngoba nxa sizabhadala ama-tax sibhadala sithenga ama-grocery, sesiphinda sibhadala futhi ngabo-ecokhishi bethu bona laba, at the end of the day sesibhadala kabili kumbeni kathathu ngelanga, okokuthi kugcina kusi-affecta. Le mali zethu zakubhizinisi kade sisesize sithengisa la ngabo-ecokhishi bona labo, imali zangkhona zigcina zingasaphumi kuhle ama-profit. And ngibe senginanzelela futhi ukuthi uhulumende wethu kasithandi thina omama. Thina omama siyathanda ukuselela abantwana. Khathesi njengobana sokunkunje sokunzima sesibuyela futhi emabhoda, sicrosa amabhoda. Nxa sesizacrosa amabhoda sesibuyela futhi ezihlupheni lezana sengezathi uhulumende kakezikhanyele ezokuthi siya-abhuzwa, siyabanjwabanjwa, siyayenziwani, siyafoselwa ama-marriages esingafuniyo, siyaba labantwana esingalabo ngoba sabe sesifuna lokhu zethu, that hand emabhoda laphana, which is uhulumende naye kakubone khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi lapho sengenisa futhi omama ezingozini, sengenisa abantwana sebezasala behlupheka futhi omama sebefile ngemikhuhlane, ngoba kuningi okuzayenzakala, kuningi even nemajele, kusho ukuthi sizangena emajele ngoba sesizaqalisa phela ukutshontsha, siqalise futhi nokufihla izinto emabhoda wenezi bekufanele ukuthi ngakhathesi ngendlela esesiyiyo yona ngaso kuqalisela ukulungiswa ilizwe lethu likhanye kube kuhle, noma sichapha kuhle amabhoda, sichaphe sibhadala kuhle i-tax yethu sisezane laye uhulumende layidli, kodwa nxa sokunje vele hhayi kusho ukuthi sesibisela futhi ukuthi emjibileni okuthi siyokufa njengabomama abantwana besayo bezintandane. So hhayi kunzima sibili, uhulumende kakubone. Ngibongile kakhulu ngoba umpari webekhuluma ukuthi nxa sokubuyelwe ephalamenti kuyamele kuqalise ukukhulunywa ngakho, but kakukhitshwe futhi la emthetho nalowo mina yangicaphula kabesibili, ngifuna ukuhle ngikhulume. Ukhona lokho kokuthi kuba labo-chief whip, kakungabi labo-whip, kakukhulunywe into icace kuhle, ikulungisiswe kuhle, abantu bekhuluma, ama-MPs ekhulume abasuka lakho ezigabeni zethu ngapha ngaphansi ukuthi thina sifuna lokhu lalokhu. Yofanele ukuthi bahambe eParliament kuwe fika kuwiphe kuwiphe kungagcini, so sesicina lathi singasakwazi ukuthi kathi kukacelwane izinto kazikhulunywe ziphume esobala zilungisiswe ilizwe lethu libuyele lapho elivele kumele libe khona.
PJ tininge tine mutereri ka itimbo vatora ndosodzoka kwauri. Hello kola. Hello.
Hello.
Tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Muri taura na vamasakara ndiri kusouth africa.
Makadii vamasa kusouth africa uku?
Hai ndiri nana angu musei wenyu.
Aiwa tiri wadi, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yo hai ni pfungwa dzedu panyaya yekudhura kwezvinhu. Havari kuomesera kunyanya isu tiri kuno, because mari kuno kunenge uchishanda zvakaomarara, paunozenge uchitumirawo vanhu vanenge vari kumbawo haina chainosvika chinotenga, because ezvinhu zvai zvakatooma.
Kwamagarawo kumagara kwenguva yakareba sei?
Hakuna kuti agara dzinotokwana ito 5 years chaizvo.
Saka kumusha muri kuona zvamaisimboita makore maviri aya apfuura nezvamakuita izvinezvi pakutumira mari zvasiyana here? Pane musiyano here?
Musiyano wavapo pakuti pamakore apfuura waiti ukatumirawo mari yaitengawo zvinhu zvinoonekerawo, vanhu vaikwanisa kutengawo. Zvino pari zvino kuti ukatumira mari haisina chaita chaichatenga, chero $50 chaicho hapaisina chaichatenga, because zvinhu zvinongokwira nguva nenguva, zvinhu zviri kudhura.
Aiwa, tinokutendai muvenezuva rakanaka, regai titore vamwe vateereri.
Okay, aiwa, tinotenda muvenezuva rakanaka.
Okay, regai, tiri kunzwa kuti nasisi Joyce Rupere vari panhare. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, makadiko.
Tiri wadi, makadi yenyu?
Ndiriko zvangu.
Nhare dzenyu hadzisi kunyatsonzwika, handisi kuzoti sei.
Makundinzwa here?
Zvaanani kana makatiisa palaudi.
I think zvamungaitaka munogona zvenyu kutora mumwe muteereri, nokuti ndiri kudhraivha, saka I think ndo zviri kuafekta communication yedu.
Alright, munongogona kuti ga muri kupi zvenyu nekuti akukunzwai uyezve munofunga sei nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu.
Okay, ini ndiri ku Portsmouth ku UK.
Ehe.
Yeah, kukwira kuri kuita zvinhu kunovhundutsa. Nokuti unoti ukati utumire mari.
Ehe.
Unozwa vanhu variko vachiti zvinhu hazvichakwani. Hosha kuti saka toita sei kuti zvinhu zvikwane.
Mm-hmm.
You see, vanhu vari kungotambudzika kana nesuwo kunoku. We are just worried kuti what's going on? Ramangwana richaita sei.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa.
Zviri kunyanya kushupika kushupa izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo chaizvo. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you.
PJ, apo we were hearing there from Joyce Rupere in Portsmouth. She said she's in the UK. She's saying that she's really aggrieved by what's going on at home, because when she does send money back home, by the time that people buy whatever goods they need, the money is not enough. And there are a few women that are here that want us to call them. There is Charlene Chikomo. Arguti, please call me. So, Charlene, we are trying to call you so you can be on the program. We really welcome all those that are participating here with us. There's Patricia Sibanda Burawa. Arguti, vakoma maskwera sendi katitipeo namba. Saka ndofunga vachakanda namba zavo. Timbonzwa wao kutivari kujita sei kwa vari ikoko. Charlene Chikomo atipa namba. Saka tukweza kukufonirai. Edith Gara. Arguti, maskwera sei. Edith, kana muine namba. Nyora inamba dzenyu tukufonirai. Timbonzwa kuti madzimai muri kuzvigona sei. Asi tichange tiri kuchingamidza vese vari ku live stream anesu. Regai timboenda kuna CPJ.
Woti ngakai kunkosikazi Mkasa, woti nge nkangele lavo vasilandelayo, ngizakuthanda ke kutatha leli thuba lokuxolisa ukuthi i-live streaming yethu ikhanye ngani ike yaphambaniseka, kodwa ke hayi khathesi siqondile. Kulo Gary Twala Jackson othi sesikhona, Mkokheli Nkosi Mlomo uthi yena sokwabusa inyoni. Mkokheli Nkosi uthi yena abakhathali ngoZulu osokolayo ongelamsebenzi ngoba bona besidla izambane likaphondo, banako konke abakufunayo, umbuso wezano ngowegazi. Kuthi ke Austin Ncube uthi litshona njani bakithi, hayi sitshonile singabuza lina. Usiphiwe Manko Sithole uthi yes, i-consumer council yayisebenza, hayi ama-commission la abuyayo osivala mlomo nje. Ukhumbulani Ncube uthi litshona njani, ngibukele umsakazo ngise-Haveron kwele Botswana. U-Austin Ncube yena uthi the only way that can fix the country, everyone must have a bank account, because lots of money is on those people who are exchanging money on the street. So how are they going to control the price if they can't manage to control even the black market? But when I look at the countries where there is too much crime, their economy is good because everyone is having a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go to the bank and not get money.
Interesting there, PJ, but tine mutereri rega tigodzoka kune vari pa live stream yedu. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi yenyu uyezve muri kupi?
Ndichizarwawo chemunyika home Zimbabwe. Ndoda kungopawo mafiyuzi angu maererano nezvekutaura.
Muri kupi?
KuRwanda.
Inganhasi tatikuone Rwanda panapa, taura yenyu tinzwi.
Well, ndapindawo chirongwa chavo pakati, ndine urombo, but ndaona nyaya yemaprize yanga ichitaugwa, ndaa ndoda venyu kukomendawo pamusoro payo.
Aiwa, ndiyoyo taura yenyu.
Mukatarisa, ini hangu ndoona sokuti nyaya yemaprize kuti titaure nezvayo, tinenge tichitarisa kutema kwomusoro, asi ngatarisi kuti chambotemesa musoro chii. I think kuti tindotaura nezvemaprize kana kuti price controls dzatonzwa vari vatungamiri venyika vachiva vachiti kwanzi kuti zvidai zvinotoita chete, it's simple and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it seems to be good to the eyes of those who cannot dig deep to see zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika medu.
Mm-hmm.
Maprize hagudi kungokondrolewa tisina kutarisa kuti kwevo vambomakwidzawo vamakwidzirei, panofana kuitwa root cause analysis, kwete kungomuka tototi sugar nasi ngaite $2. Ndiye nasi ngaite sugar ite $2. Tinozvida zvose. Chingwa ngaite dollar. Tinozvida tose. But chamboitawo kuti ivo vacho vebekasi in veEconet vebando vambokwidza chii. Tetati yatiri zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Be it on the side of politics, we have lost the reputation within the international community that nobody today wants to help our country. Coming to the issue of the economy, there is inflation which is escalating in Zimbabwe every day. So it's not like we have to control my prices, but that is okay. Kuno kusure kumatungamiri wenyika. Matungamiri, they must play action. Kuti mari yedu itange yapodzwa kwa value. Musunongodzoka mari yedu value. Kakuti musunongoita ushamwari wakanaka nedzimwe nyika tikapuwa mari kune dzimwe nyika. You see that even my price anongodzira oga tisina kumatuma. Two, and ndona wangu sokuti hurumende yedu ya pane problem yekuti zvinhu zvose zvakaprivatizwa. Hurumende yedu haichaoni chunhu, because ngatarisa, when every country runs an economic crisis, the government must nationalize everything and be the mother of the people to suffer on behalf of the people. Now, the thing is, Zimbabwe has privatized everything. Things are in the hands of Econet, Strive, Masiwa, One Man. Things are in the hands of Bekasin, which is just a private company, which becomes difficult for the Zimbabwean government to dictate terms as to which, as to take the prices of the commodities. But if our government was owning something that they can say, let's say they're owning a telecommunication company, it was not going to cost that much, because government was elected to represent the people, and government should be ready to suffer for its people. But now the government has no voice, because things are on the private sector, and our government has become a mother without the resources to support your children. So the children will continue to suffer. You can't go to the next door to say, if I want to rise, that doesn't make sense. So our government now is running a problem. Everything was privatized, and they don't have anything to support their people. So these are just my views that I think are also important in this discussion.
Tomboti, miwa chikomo mapoa mkana ukuti, okay. Twitter sezvi zvamungagadzirisi mungoti gaga pane vamwe vakamirira.
So ina angu kana kuri kuti ndakapuwa mukana, first thing chandotanga kuita, ndapuwa mukana wokutungamirira wo Zimbabwe. First thing chandoona chifana kuti number 1 is to redefine the education system of our people in Zimbabwe. Look, ukaona mwana akaita 13 points muZimbabwe, anonzi na baba vake, ukadoita psychology, unonzi baba vachiti kunoda kuzoshandepi. The idea and the mentality of our people in Zimbabwe is the mentality of searching jobs. So the education system is producing more job seekers than job creators. What we need to do is to redefine our education. Was a way forward to our problems, because can open your skills, you can open your own business. Number one. Number two, Zimbabwe must create a good reputation within the international community. Why is it that people are looking at us but they are not helping us? There is something that we have done that we should make sure we apologize if an apology is needed, so that other countries can help us. Then number three, based on the issue of these prices, day and night and everything, the Zimbabwean government must have meetings with the private owners of these companies. They've done it before. Why not doing it now? Instead of going to take public platforms to declare prices, that doesn't make sense. It's like saying when people are revolting, then you say to them, don't revolt, we'll beat you. You are not doing anything. You are just putting soil on top of a snake. Tomorrow it will come out and eat our children. Let them go and have the proper discussions, even in politics. That's why we need proper dialogue. Not the dialogue of letting people see you. The dialogue of moving things forward, not these things of saying those who have lost in the elections, they want back door to enter in the house of politics. Let there be a proper dialogue, the dialogue with the people at heart, not dialogue with the post at heart.
Aiwa, mashoko makuku, tinokutenda ichaizvo, mukoma chikomo muvenezwa rakanaka ku Rwanda kwa muri ikoko. Tirikunzwa PJ kuti tine mumwe kola Rufaro muripo here panare. Hello.
Please hang up and try again.
Ndofunga mabandroya atati ambotaura PJ. Anenga apera nekuti zveshuwa tizatambotora nguva tichitaura na mukoma vekuRwanda, asi todzoka kwamuri Miss PJ.
Nkosika zvosese kona? Yeah. Lisa khulumisana yini lohulumende ukuze lithuthukise impilo yabesifazana njalo bavikeleke, njengokutsho kwakho ukuthi kalisavikeleke kanga kangako ikakhulu lapho lichapha ingcwele lisiya oda izinto zenu njengabesifazana abazisebenzayo?
Mangethi ngiyananzelela uhulumende wethu, president wethu, sibili idini langakho is a good listener, njengokutsho kwakhe, is a good traveler, but ka implement. Siyahlangana laye, bayahlangana laye abanye ama different organizations, omama abagogekile abanjani njani, kodwa uyaba uyezwa kodwa ka implement. Ngingathi ngamanye amazwe ngingathi ulokuyi-weakness mbijana amele azithuthukise khona ukuthi engezwa izikhalazo kahle implement kuhle kube lo tshintsho kutshelisele ukuthi lapha uzwile abantu bahlangene ngoba at the end of the day kuzaba nzima ukuthi sibe siloko sihlangana laye sikhuluma laye ngoba at the end of the day kuyagcina sokuyi-talk show kunakuphela siphuma kuma-TV every day abantwana bamasi libonile kuma-TV but at the end kungela lutho olwenziweyo. So ngamkhuthaza ngakho upresident wethu ukuthi kabe i-good listener ephinde i-implemente ekwenze kona lokho okucelwa ngabantu.
Uthiwane senza imihlangano namhlanje khona ube ngale ngasemanikaland bekhulumisana lezinduna.
Bengukhanyele ku-TV ukude bekhulumisana labo baqoqoza ukuthi hayi isayikoni yelini ngangena nahle ngangena nganika abantu ukudla kathi sizoliwompera kolokwana. It's not it, that's not what we want. Nasifuna ingqubela phambili kukambe kuthutshe nxa kusiba lakho ngoba kade ngikhanyela kade ukuthi fine abantu wabanika ukwakha abantu wabanika ukudla kumbeni amatende lawo are they visible yini akhanya yini kumbeni uphokuka i-talk show ku-TV. So ngezinye iindlela sithi uhulumende wethu especially yena upresident wethu ubaba katshintshe ukwenza kwakhe kaguqule noma kuyi-slogan sabaye abantu kodwa kake kasisebenzisa ukuthi kake kuguqule kuke kukhanye ukuthi ye abantu laphana baphiwe ngoba at the end la mazwe lawa angathi asincedisa la mazwe angathi aphowa whatever kumbe nemali kumbe nokuyini kungakhanyi kusiba ne-structure kumbeni kungakhanyi sibili ukuthi lapha ukhulumile sibili lo okay kumbeni ukhulumile lo econeth ukuthi yehlisa ama-tarifs kwangena sibili kwakhanya ukuthi kuphumile akula lutho esizalu-achieve. At the end, sabe sesifunga ubona ngathi ngudoli wamaphepha. I'm sorry to say that, but I have to say it. Ukuthi kabe ngubaba olekhanda sibili elikhanyayo ukuthi likhanda elisebenzayo not ukuba ku-talk show ku-TV every day. Sibona ku-TV every day ku-TV, but kungena proper thing ephushayo.
Maybe
mama sizubuhlungu sibili ngoba usesiphusha sibili sesiphuma sesihamba sibili ngiyazibona sikhapha amagoda ngiyazibona sisenze okubi okuzasenza ukuthi abantwana bephinde besale futhi bezintandane ngoba izinto kwemibhoda kangikhona izinto zangikhona zisimelele zikhamisile umlomo ukuthi zisimelele ukuthi ziyenza anything siyayi-destroy ilizwe imali yaphuma futhi savulala i-economy ngokuwa.
Yeah, maybe I should switch to English and just
PJ, before we take her, let's just take a caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi enyu. Tiri potri. Tiri kutawara nani uye zwe muri kupi? Ehe, taurai tinzwe mkoma Owen. Asimuti ga kuti tidzokere kuna mai mukasa vakamira kutaura. Mkoma Owen. Naredzawo PJ. I think we can go back to mai mukasa because unfortunately the calls now we really have to jump in quickly because of the data which tsaoneka itikane zuru. But I think you were about to ask Maye Debra Mukasa. I'm not sure what you're going to ask her, but go ahead.
To just iterate whatever she was saying in Ndebele about the safety of women, especially in those members of their organizations, the Vendors Association, who go to South Africa, to Botswana, to Zambia. She was saying, you were saying there are safety
concerns
that you have.
Mm.
Yes.
Maybe if you can just give us in a few seconds, Mayim Kasa, what are those concerns that you have for the women vendors?
I was just saying we don't have enough security as women. Mm-hmm. When we are crossing borders, we are going to go back to those issues that we had of sextortion in forced marriages, and even even you know to my breath. Mm-hmm. Because we can't afford $3.50. So go Botswana and to come less in quarters and now Venezuela 6-7 could SI-64 a controller it means bribing and whatever. At the end of the day, my government is losing revenue from me, and Lami, I'm losing my health. You know, so I'm saying the government must have proper action for us as women.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, yeah. Mayim Kasa. Just please hold on. We have a caller. Hello, Rufaro.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We're speaking to you from where?
I'm in Harare.
Ah, ndimi zvakatonaka zvakadaro pakadiko pa Harare.
Harare yakaoma, Harare yazopisa manje.
Titaurewo kuti kwakamira sei kuHarare uko panyaya yemitengo nezvimwe zvamuri kutarisana nazvo semadzimai.
Parisino azvina kumira zvakanaka semadzimai isusu tange isusu tiri mubusiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Noti ukada kuti utengesere munhu chinhu makuseni unomupa price kuseni paanodzoka wamupa quotation kuseni kuzodzoka masikati inenge yachinja because things are constantly going up and changing.
Mm-hmm.
You can never keep up with what's going on. Saka, it's really difficult.
Murimu business ripi, Sister Rufaro?
Let us have t-shirts and train for women as well.
Mm-hmm. Saka, chirikunyanyo...
Try to empower women.
Mm-hmm. Saka, chirikunyanyo neta hapa, pane vamwe vanguwa kutaura kuti nyaya yemutengo yemari, but kwakamira sei ikoko kunyaya dzemari. Nyanya muri kutaura kuti zvikwanisiro zvekuti miite basi
mitengo zvinhu zvadanichikotaura kuti zvinhu zviri kukwira kana ipo kana uda ezinezvi vanhu vazhinji tako vari kutadya nemaus dollars kuti zvive something that makes sense une something chiri tangible at the end of the day you need to use US to charge in US dollars and not all of us can afford my US dollars and not all of us can afford kuchinja mari or even my prices actually tikavapa in bond or RTGS they can't afford it's just not possible. It's not doable for most women. We try to empower our country. We try to empower our country.
Aiwa, tinotenda Rufaro uve nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, PJ.
Ulomlalelo kona icingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello.
Yebo.
Ngikhuluma lo bani?
Ukhuluma lo baba uNdebele kaDuba.
UNdebele ukhuluma icingweni engapi womhlaba?
KaDuba ikobulawayo mntanami.
Yebo phela.
EZimbabwe mntanami.
Yakulungile. Ikho kade mfuna ukuzwa.
Africa mntanami.
Hayi kukahle senzile. Uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini.
Yebo ngilalele Jeremiah mntanami. Kade ngakugcina usese Zimbabwe bengakwazi ukuthi use UK.
Asengise US.
Ngiyabonga. Hayi ngibengilalele bengicabanga ngxenye into yabo mama ukuthi ayi forum yabo mama manje zosongena enye indoda nesidaya mana ngidlule khona.
Hayi siyayifuna imbono yakho.
Hayi ke mntanami ngiyabezwa amakhosikazi la bayakhuluma sebeze befuna lokuzinikela ebubini kodwa ngithi hayi mayuya kungabi njalo. Ye nxa ungasiyonja siyonja. Ungapretend ukuba yinja ungasiyonja wasozube loboya even one day kumbe lo msila. Gcina ubuntu bakho kuzalunga ngesikhathi okuzalunga ngaso kodwa okwenza ukuthi ngingene ehlelweni Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Ukuthi uhulumende lwelikhuluma ngaye mntanami. Kuma sezenje vele kalalelanga lo msakazo nalowo. Kusasa so okusayo ngolwehlanu uyavuke egilemi imikhuba kube kungathi vele akalikazwanga lutho. Uhulumende lo nje wenze izikole zisezenje uthule nje uthe zigoqa izandla abantu bayabubula kodwa ngabantu yena aclaima ukuthi bamvotela bamfake esihlalweni. Sebemfakile bamkhatsha sebekhala abantu bekhaliswa ngabanye. Yena usethule zwika sabalamuleli labo bantu. 5 years to come, uzambona sedidizela futhi sethi ngikhatha lingibuyisele. Kambe ubonani kuzavuma yini mntanami?
Akusaze kuvuma.
Into emkhangeleyo ngale ndlela okwenzakala ngayo namhla. Izinto zikhwela nsuku zonke njengoba besitsho omama laba. Uthule asikaze simuzwe khuluma.
Uthi kakwenziweni.
Ma?
Uthi kakwenziweni cebo bani ongalinika uhulumeni ukuba aqondise izinto.
Angithi lizwe leli vele balithiwa iBritain from 1980. Kababuyele kuBritain bayekhuluma naye balungisele. Bayekele into zabo zokuthi bazazithawa ngqongqotsha kungela lutho ngoba vele sizagcina sicuba njengenkomo. Ye, vele sizobalungise lutho ngoba kade sikhuluma sezenje. Sebezonda bathi hayi ngamaphaphethi eBritain. Kodwa iBritain iyabanika leli lizwe yathi yona isozinika abantu ngendlela abavote ngayo izanika abantu baye babafunayo. Sebebafakile namba ababuyele bayekhuluma labo abantu bayakhala.
Ngoba
sikhulume sithini savela satshela ukuthi asuze sikhiwe njengokuvota kwethu kuzakhethwa lowo abamfuna singaze sikhale size siphambile ezandla. IBritain nxa ingafuni kuza kuyibona labo abantu nje kuphela abayenza intando yabo kuphela. Ngoba iBritain iyakholisa uma kusenziwa so.
Ngayo le ngxabangxoza. Hayi sibongile kakhulu. Isikhathi sethu sesingasavuki. Yeah. Ebelelanga elihle.
Regate Mbotho Ramkhana wekuona zviri kutaurwa nevatsigiri vedu pano paFacebook page yedu yeShona. Taona vazhinji vanga vari kufara zvangataurwa namukoma vaive kuRwanda. Pana Guvei Peterson hanzi ndifonerei hwasa hamuna kuisa namba dzenyu saka tikwanise kuti tikufonerei. Fraser Chicks Nathan ari kuti Rwanda kola tinokurovera maoko hedu ha wakapenga mwana wevhu. Saka vekuRwanda vanzi vari kunzi vari kufarirwa zvavataura. Onias Nzuwa hanzi maswera sei mose matirimana enyika. Henriette Nyamutengwa hanzi yes caller very true. Courtney Mepi Courtney ari kuti vachikomo vanenge vakachangamuka. Zakaria Mbaiwa hanzi it's good to be with you. How are you sisters? PJ hanzi makadi Edith Gara hanzi maswera sei Moses Beta ari kuti tiri pano takudzwa. Sose ari kuti makadi isisi mavhina sisi PJ. Courtney zvaka anga ari kuti tifonerei tataura navo ava tombonzwawo chii chiri kutaurwa pandebele tisati tapedza zvedu chirongwa.
So useli mizuzu emibiri kupela apakona Busani Mbuso Ntini Austin Ncube loke silandele lo Edwin Bebe ulaye usekela that's true Mr. Chikomo okuthi ulalele okwamagama ngemizuzu emibili esiseleleyi mavela zothi ngibisele kunkosikazi Mgasa ukuthi cebo bani ongalipha uhulumende wethu njengoba kade lokhu khala usithi uyalalela kodwa-ke kuphelele khonapho emlonyeni kungabi le implementation. Hello
ukuthi kalalele eyenze yikho ngakutsho kuphela ukuthi kalalele eyenze etshintshe nje kukhule kube le one or two things azazenza kuthemu yona le sibone lathi ukuthi hhayi uke wayenza lokhu sikhulume lokhu wachinja lokho especially zona lezindaba ze private zezishini zona lezo zokuthi umuntu lomuntu usezenze lokwakhe kakube lezinto ezimelele ihulumende sine tax esiyibhadalayo kayiyenze ivule ama-business ivule konke konke lama-industry ngemali zethu.
Hayi, mbongile kakhulu ankosikazi ngokusinika leli thuba lokuthi sixoxe lawo okwehola lonke yobelela ngelisho.
Hayi, mbongile lam.
Aiwa, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those that were live streaming with us. Please don't forget to like and share. And also our guest, we had Porina Mpariwa Gwanyanya of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, who was our guest earlier on. And also we had Deborah Mkasa, who was our guest who just left. And would like to thank everybody. Ms. PJ, I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who here in Washington.
Nilibele langelihle sihlangane njalo kwezinye izihlelo oselivalelisa kwamanje ngopractice Jeremiah.